It's time to talk travel. It's a very good morning to Angela from Bendigo Travel and Cruise. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
I am very, very well.
I can say Happy New Year to you because I haven't seen you.
It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Well, I was saying last week's program, how late is it can you say Happy New Year to someone?
Oh, look, it depends on how long they're away on holidays for, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Now, speaking of holidays, you've been just on a fantastic trip to Antarctica. Tell me all about it.
Look, I've got to say, it is one of those once-in-a-lifetime, absolutely amazing trips that I really would encourage anybody to put on their bucket list and do. I went down with a couple of girlfriends. It was on our bucket list to do. Left the husbands at home and away we went. And look, I suppose we knew what we were getting ourselves in for, but we probably didn't have really high expectations, which is a great way to go. But I have to say it exceeded anything we ever dreamt that it could be. I think it's brought to life the history of like Shackleton and Mawson and just some of their endeavours, and actually a lot of the pioneers trying to get down there and what they actually went through and what they actually experienced, and actually the hardship of doing it too. You know, I mean, we go down on a really comfortable ship. You've got fantastic expedition crew. You get off in Zodiacs. You've got great water boots. You've got $1,000 worth of jacket, which is included in your cruise fare. You know, some thermals and things on board. You take your thermals, etc., with you, but you know, you're warm and you're comfortable compared to what the, you know, what these explorers did. So the uniqueness of that, and I think just as I say, bringing that history to life was actually really special.
So what did you know about Antarctica before you went?
It's cold. Yes. There's lots of ice and snow, yes. And we would see some animals. And I mean, right. Really, that's kind of all I knew about it. We've had a lot of clients go over the number of years, and you know, they've all come back raving about it. But I think, you know, the three of us all said to each other, wow, it's just, I think it changes you because, as I say, it's the history to life. You know, we're on board the ship and we've got, you know, absolute humpback whales just right next to us and krill feeding. So actually, you know, you can see them in the water coming down from underneath, bubbling it up to actually get all the krill and all the fish up to the surface. And there was just so many whales that we got to see, and, you know, the beautiful tail stands and everything were just amazing. And the beauty of being down there is, although you've sort of got a bit of a set schedule, you do have to be aware of the weather can change things as well. But when we actually saw this amazing amount of whales, you know, the ship driver, because it's a small ship that can be maneuvered, the captain was able to go, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stop here. We're going to chase, or not chase, but follow some whales. And so you can get some great pictures and see it all happen real time, real life.
So there's a bit of flexibility in the schedule, was there?
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's the beauty of being on a smaller vessel. We, you know, we had 130 passengers on board, and you can only have 100 on the land at any one time. But normally you're stopping where, you know, 75 can go that way, 75 can go that way, and then you swap over. So it's really well coordinated. But, you know, some of the outposts, such as Port Lockery, Brown Base, you know, some of the most amazing things down there. And as I say, just special and unique. It's almost, we've all said to each other, it's almost hard to describe. And even though we're showing photos and everything and sharing our photos, it's actually hard to describe what a special experience it is.
So now your clients are coming to see you and ask about it. You can tell them exactly what it's like, first-hand experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And show them, you know, my beautiful photos and just share some hints and tips that I wish I probably had have known going down there as well. Just, you know, for sort of comfortability and things on board the vessel. But we saw an amazing amount of Gentoo penguins with all of their beautiful baby chicks. You look at the cycle of life with the skua birds that have to feed their chicks coming in and taking the baby penguins for food and all those sorts of things, and the chinstrap penguins who are an absolute character in themselves. It was just absolutely unbelievable. Weddell seals, we saw crab-eating seals and leopard seals as well. We camped on the ice for a night. And, you know, the other thing is you need to be reasonably physically active. You know, you've got to, and I'm not fit by any stretch, but I'm fit enough to be able to do it and do some of the walks. Some of the hikes and those sorts of things, no, I wasn't up for, but, you know, some of the younger, fitter crew were, and that's fine. But, you know, you can still get up and walk through vantage points and all of those sorts of things. So something very, very extraordinary.
Angela, you've sold me.
Good. Come in and see me. Let's get you organised.
Are you working this morning or is John on? I've got to tell him John's working.
Yeah, John and I are working
today. Oh, you're both working
today. Yeah, we're both in. And look, I have to say, you know, our, we're proud of our travel agency because we know because we go. We love traveling. We love going and doing things that are really different but mainstream as well. And we can bring all of that experience to the table and share with you, and it really enhances the experience for our clients.
Coming over to chat to you this morning about Antarctica. So you'll be there from 10 at Bendigo Travel and Cruise, corner of Mitchell and Hargrove Streets. Thanks, Angela. We'll talk in very soon.
Thank you.